Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
The cattle futures finished lower today and near their lows. Feeder cattle were down 20 to 80 cents, with the bulk of the weakness coming in the April feeders at 145.92, down 80. Live cattle were weaker as well, down 20 to 60 cents. Box beef at midday was mixed here. We had choice up 30 at 228.97, with select down 91 at 219.97. We have not seen any actual cash trade yet. It sounds like it's 124 bid and then 130 ask in some parts of the Midwest. Last week we had cash develop on a Tuesday. Hadn't heard anything this week. Ideas that cattle, since feedlots in some areas are full, that they could be rushing cattle out to replace them. There's so much demand. But then there's also estimates of the feedlots being about 87% full at this point. So there's still some extra pen space. Of course, that's nationwide. Tomorrow we've got the Fed Cattle Exchange. We've got 510 head listed on there. The last few weeks haven't brought any sales, so I don't know what kind of action that'll bring in terms of the cash market on the live cattle cash trade. And then of course the big talk of the snow that could reach parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Some talk of up to 12 inches of snow there.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls, along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Today we had a USDA grain report at 11 a.m. That was a primary driver behind futures trading in the grains today. But we finished steady to a little bit weaker here. Corn was up a half cent. Beans were unchanged. And then the wheats were down roughly 5 cents. But to summarize the report this morning, U.S. ending stocks for corn were higher than expected at 2.035 billion bushels. Average guess was about a little over 2 billion. So a little bit bearish there. On the world corn, it was 314 million metric tons, looking for about 312. So corn on both aspects, slightly bearish. Soybeans were slightly bullish on the U.S. at 895 million, expecting somewhere around 900 million ending stocks, and then 107.4 million metric tons, which was slightly lower than 108.4 million. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.